If you like the following content, please leave a tip at buymeacoffee.com/Whitley.
Hello and welcome back to Technology Investment Investigations, your guide to understanding and investing in the tech industry. In today's episode, we're going to delve back into Boxlight Corporation, conducting another comprehensive SWOT analysis to assess whether its investment potential has changed. Join us as we explore the market, the financials, and the future prospects of this intriguing company. Boxlight Corporation operates in the dynamic field of interactive classroom technology, primarily serving the K-12 education market worldwide. This market is characterized by evolving educational needs, technological advancements, and a growing emphasis on interactive learning. Boxlight's offerings include interactive projectors, touch boards, and educational software, positioning it in a sector that's not just about technology, but also about shaping the future of education. Founded in 1985, Boxlight has evolved into a key player in educational technology. With its headquarters in Duluth, Georgia, Boxlight has expanded to reach globally, offering a range of products under brands like Mimio and CleverTouch. These include interactive displays, classroom audio solutions, and comprehensive educational software platforms. The company's focus on innovation is evident in its product lineup, which bridges traditional learning with modern technology. As of January 2024, Boxlight's financial position reflects a mix of challenges and progress. The company's stock price stands approximately 81 cents. This indicates a period of volatility for the company. In recent years, Boxlight has experienced fluctuations in its earnings and revenue, with moments of exceeding analyst expectations and periods of lag. For instance, in the second quarter of 2022, both the EPS and revenues exceeded analyst predictions considerably. However, there have been concerns regarding its debt burden and the compliance with the NASDAQ requirements to keep it listed. The company's strategic movements, such as share buybacks and equity offers, suggest a proactive approach to managing its financial health. Again, we're seeing the small investors' legacy from the early 2020s, when many companies were being propped up during the Big C lockdowns by small investors who thought they were going to get rich on tech companies which may not be able to deliver on profits. So as always, once we've set the stage by describing the company, its markets, and the actual financials of companies, we crack on with the SWOT analysis, which is the strength of the company, the weakness of the company, the opportunities of the market for the company, and the threats to the company from the market. This way we can analyze it and decide whether it's actually worth investing in or whether it should just be avoided like the plague. One of Boxlight's most notable strengths is its innovative product lineup. The company has consistently introduced new and advanced products that cater to the evolving needs of the educational technology market. For example, the Mimio Pro 4 interactive display and CleverTouch range of interactive touchscreens stand out as flagship offerings. These products have been designed to make learning more interactive and engaging, demonstrating Boxlight's commitment to enhancing the educational experience through technology. Boxlight has established a strong brand reputation in the educational technology sector. Over the years, it has become synonymous with quality and innovation in interactive classroom solutions. This reputation is a significant asset, as it positions Boxlight as a go-to provider for educational institutions looking to integrate technology into their teaching methods. Boxlight's ability to adapt to changing market needs is a key strength. The company has shown agility in responding to the rapid shift towards digital and interactive learning, especially in the wake of Big C-19 pandemic. This adaptability is crucial in an industry characterized by fast-paced technological advancements and changing educational paradigms. Boxlight has received positive press coverage for its product launches and initiatives. For instance, the launch of new products like the Mimio Pro 4 and expansion of the CleverTouch series have been well received within the market. Additionally, the company's efforts in providing interactive AV solutions and campus communication systems have garnered attention, highlighting its role in transforming traditional classrooms into modern learning environments. Boxlight's global presence is another significant strength. The company has expanded its operations beyond the United States, reaching markets in Europe, the Middle East, and Australia. This global footprint not only diversifies Boxlight's revenue streams, but also enhances its ability to understand and cater to diverse educational needs across different regions. Research and development are at the heart of Boxlight's strategy. The company invests in developing new products and enhancing existing ones, ensuring they remain at the forefront of educational technology. This focus on R&D has led to the creation of products that not only technologically advanced but are tailored to the practical needs of educators and students. Boxlight's strategic partnerships and acquisitions have been instrumental in expanding its product offerings and market reach. For instance, the acquisition of Sahara Holdings Limited significantly bolstered its product portfolio and market presence. Such moves demonstrate Boxlight's proactive approach to growth and its commitment to being a comprehensive solutions provider in educational technology. Boxlight places a strong emphasis on customer support and professional training. This approach ensures that users can maximize the benefit of its products, thereby enhancing customer satisfaction and loyalty. Offering extensive training and support also positions Boxlight as a partner in education, not just as a product supplier. Boxlight has been involved in various community and educational initiatives, demonstrating its commitment to the broader educational landscape. These initiatives range from providing technology grants to schools to engaging in community-based educational programs. Such efforts not only reinforce Boxlight's brand image, but also underscore its role as an active participant in education. So, concluding its strengths, Boxlight's corporation's strengths lie in the innovative product range, a strong brand reputation, market adaptability, positive media coverage, and a global presence, as well as a commitment to research and development, strategic acquisitions, comprehensive customer support, and involvement in educational initiatives across the world. These strengths position Boxlight as a key player in the educational technology sector, capable of continuing its growth trajectory and further solidifying its market position. So, having gone through its strengths, really, can we find anything wrong with this company at all? Well, yes, actually there is quite a bit. One of the primary concerns surrounding Boxlight is its financial stability. The company has experienced fluctuations in its stock price, which can be attributed to varying financial performances over different quarters. These fluctuations can create uncertainty among investors like ourselves and can be seen as a sign of instability in the company's overall financial health. Boxlight has faced criticism for its debt burden. Managing high levels of debt can be challenging for any company, particularly in the fast-paced and competitive technology sector. This debt could limit Boxlight's ability to invest in growth and opportunities or weather future economic downturns. As it raises concerns about the company's long-term financial stability, this is something we all have to be concerned with. Now, things are so bad there are now compliance issues with NASDAQ. Boxlight has received non-compliance notices from NASDAQ, which is a significant concern for all of us that have invested in this company. Compliance with stock exchange regulations is crucial for maintaining investor confidence and access to capital markets. Such notices can negatively impact the company's reputation and investor perception. There have been instances where Boxlight has announced delayed financial reporting, such as the annual 10K filing last year. Delays in financial reporting can create transparency issues and may lead to a lack of trust amongst all the investors and all the stakeholders. Timely and accurate financial reporting is essential for maintaining good corporate governance standards and investor confidence. Is this something we really need to worry about when it can't even do the basics of getting the paperwork in? Is the corporate governance really getting that bad for us? Perhaps this is why we lost the CEO recently and why there's only an interim CEO actually standing guard over the company. This company has had mixed financial results with instances of revenues lagging behind analyst expectations. Now, while there have been quarters where the company exceeded expectations, inconsistency in financial performance can be a concern, as this looks like there is a lack of steady growth or predictable returns. The educational technology market is highly competitive, with numerous players offering similar alternative solutions. Boxlight faces stiff competition from other technology firms, which can impact its market share and profitability. Staying ahead in such a competitive environment requires continuous innovation and investment, which can be challenging, especially with the financial constraints it's currently going through. Boxlight's primary focus on the K-12 education markets can be seen as a limitation, as it makes the company dependent on the budgetary allocations and spending patterns of educational institutions. Economic downturns, policy changes, or shifts in educational spending will significantly impact Boxlight's business. While Boxlight's products are generally well regarded, like any technological company, it faces challenges related to product development, the updates and the customer service to go with that. Ensuring high quality products and responsive customer service is crucial for maintaining customer satisfaction and loyalty. My question is, can it maintain this if it doesn't have the financials to actually keep going? What will happen once it starts laying people off because it doesn't have the capital to keep invested in salaries? Negative reports, financial instability and compliance issues can collectively impact Boxlight's reputation. Managing this reputation is crucial for maintaining customer trust, investor confidence and overall brand value. Reputation challenges can have long-term implications on the company's ability to attract new customers and retain existing ones. And as I've said, they've only got an interim CEO, so it does appear there are some issues at the management level, perhaps even worse than we know about publicly, but this will be speculation. So in summary, when it comes to the weakness of the company, Boxlight Corporation faces several challenges and negative reports that primarily revolve around its financial stability, its debt burden, compliance issues and inconsistent financial performance, as well as the competitive market pressures that it faces. These factors, combined with its dependence on the education sector and reputation management needs, present hurdles that the company must navigate to ensure its long-term success and stability. Addressing these challenges effectively is going to be crucial for improving investor confidence and sustaining the growth in the competitive educational technology market. Boxlight operates in the educational technology industry, or EdTech as it will be normally known for those who are really geeky. This focuses primarily on the interactive classroom solutions for K-12 educational markets. K-12 is senior school and above, that kind of region. This industry is part of a larger trend towards digital transformation in education, driven by advancements in technology and shifts in educational practices. The EdTech includes a wide range of products and services from interactive whiteboards and projectors to comprehensive learning management systems and online educational platforms. Because apparently blackboards aren't enough for kids these days. It needs to be shiny colours and lots of moving things on the screen. The EdTech industry has been experiencing significant growth, a trend accelerated by the pandemic and the lockdown that went with it. The shift to remote and hybrid learning models has highlighted the need for effective digital tools and solutions in education. According to market research, the global EdTech market is expected to keep growing at a robust rate, driven increasingly adoption of technology in classrooms. Rising investment in educational technology and a growing awareness about the benefits of interactive and personalized learning experiences. So, how is this a good thing for Boxlight? Well, governments and educational institutions worldwide are increasing their investment in digital learning tools. This trend is driven by the recognition of the importance of technology enhancing educational outcomes and preparing students for a technology-driven world. The increased funding and the grants for educational technology are going to be a positive development for all companies, not just Boxlight. These rapid advancements in technology include artificial intelligence, augmented reality, and cloud computing. These are creating new opportunities for innovation in the EdTech sector. Now, Boxlight can leverage these technologies to develop more advanced and effective educational solutions. There is a growing global emphasis on science, technology and engineering and mathematics, or the STEM education field as it's known. Boxlight's offerings in interactive STEM educational tools positions it quite well to capitalize on this trend, in theory. Many countries are implementing policies that favor the adoption of this digital to educational technology. These policies often include guidelines for integrating technology into their curriculums and standards for digital literacy, creating a more structured and supportive environment for the adoption of EdTech solutions. Now, subject to serious philanthropy, emerging markets are showing increased demand for educational technology, partly due to rising education standards and increased emphasis on quality education, but also as a way of improving the lives of those who are growing up in third world countries to match the standards of everybody else. Boxlight's global presence positions it to tap into these growing markets. Where the money coming from to actually fund this, I don't know, but hopefully, as I've said, philanthropy will push this forward for all the markets that need it. One of the things we are seeing are strategic collaborations between EdTech companies, educational institutions and governments that can lead to innovative solutions, expanded market reach. Hopefully, all these edtech companies benefit from such partnerships. Primarily, for the purpose of this video, we hope that Boxlight is in a position where it can enhance its product offerings and further its market penetration. Now, due to the big lockdown from a couple of years ago, the adoption of remote and hybrid learning models is expected to continue past this whole period, sustaining demand for digital education tools. So Boxlight products have been designed to take advantage of this kind of educational modeling. So we're likely to see a continued relevance and demand for its products. There's a growing trend, I believe, towards personal learning, where technology is used to tailor education to individual students' needs and learning styles, rather than as a parrot style that previous generations have been forced to learn by. Whether this will work long term, I don't know, but this is basically where Boxlight taps into the whole market. So in conclusion, when we talk about the whole of the opportunities for this particular sector, with regards to Boxlight, the market and the industry in which Boxlight operates present significant growth opportunities. The overall expansion of the edtech industry, coupled with technological advancements, the usual policy shifts and educational trends, creates a favorable environment for Boxlight to enhance its position. To capitalize on these opportunities, Boxlight will need continuing innovating, expanding technology to take advantage of its global reach, and adapting to this evolving needs in the edtech sector. So the edtech industry, despite its growth and potential, faces several challenges and constraints that can impact companies like Boxlight. Let's look at some of the negatives that this company is going to face from external to the company. I believe that one of the primary challenges in the edtech industry is the intense competition and market saturation with different products. With numerous players from startups to established tech giants entering the space, companies like Boxlight face the challenges of differentiating their products and services from all the others in such a crowded market. This saturation can lead to price wars, reduced profit margins, and of course the constant need for innovation to stay relevant. Now, the second most obvious problem we have, and this is the one that can really take out companies like Boxlight, is that edtech companies are largely dependent on their budgets from educational institutions, which can be limited and subject to fluctuations. The economic downturns, especially the one we're currently experiencing, or shifts in government policy, can lead to reduced spending on educational technology. This will impact the revenue streams of the companies in the sector. Philanthropy and various private schemes to promote education for growth in their own sectors is probably the only way that's going to mitigate that kind of public funding problem. The fast pace of technological change in the edtech industry means that products can quickly become obsolete. Companies must continuously invest in research and development to keep their offerings up to date, which can be financially taxing, especially for small players like Boxlight. So now we have to come to the obvious concerns about data privacy and security in the digital sector. Incidents of data breaches and the misuse of student information will lead to mistrust amongst users, and there will be regulatory scrutiny, and this will pose challenges for all the edtech companies in terms of compliance and reputational management. Yes, I mean, anything to do with children is at a digital level is already a concern from social media companies, where kids are able to communicate with each other, and well, you can imagine the worst of it. That would definitely come to the forefront with a company like Boxlight, who will essentially have access to people's homes should it be through a remote technological concept. If it's just the stuff that's in the classroom, it's probably not an issue, with classrooms having their own intranets between themselves and their own school management. I can't imagine that would be a problem. So, as we said, this is obviously a financial issue with public money having to fund everything. So if you start thinking about this from a child's point of view, we get the issue of inequitable access to the technology. This is a significant concern already in the edtech industry, and it's known as the digital divide. And this means that students in lower income or rural areas may not have access to technology as the counterparts have that are obviously more affluent and living in urban areas. Even with Elon Musk and his incredible satellite technology opened up the entire internet for everybody, this still might limit the market potential for all the edtech solutions that are out there, and the ethical concerns with leaving people behind might be too much for many politicians and policymakers to stomach. As a result, the edtech industry will face complex regulatory landscape. Different countries and regions have varying standards and concepts of what education should be and the requirements for educational products and their services. Getting around these regulations can be challenging and will be resource intensive for most companies, especially those looking to expand internationally. Think about the different cultures around the world and how they look at what education is and what they want education to be. A lot of that won't be through looking at a screen, basically. They'll want people to actually kind of do things differently. But I don't know how many of those are. Western education is the standard model that we're talking about here, really. It might be the one that most countries around the world use, but it isn't going to be all of them. So there have been questions raised about the ethics of technology in improving educational outcomes. Students and report associations occasionally suggest that technology is not always a suitable substitute for traditional teaching methods, and in some cases it can actually be a distraction from the purpose of the classroom. Economic downturns and political uncertainties can affect the educational sector's ability to invest in new technology. Government policy changes, funding cuts, or shifts in educational priorities can and will have a direct impact on the demand for edtech products and their services. So overall, when it comes to the threats, it faces a myriad of challenges that can restrict companies like Boxlight from maximizing their potential. Whether it brings a company down or not, that's not really going to be an issue. But the market saturation, the dependence on educational budgets from the public sector, technological obsolescence, privacy concerns, the resistance to adoption for different educational institutions, the inequitable access, the regulatory hurdles, the questions about the ethics of the classroom, and the broader economic and political uncertainties. These are all key factors that will need to be navigated carefully for sustained success in this sector. So overall, the SWOT analysis of Boxlight Corporation reveals a company with strong potential, marked by innovative products and a solid market presence. However, financial challenges and market competition are significant factors that must be considered when choosing to invest in this company. Boxlight's future success hinges on the ability to manage these challenges while capitalizing on opportunities in the evolving educational technology market. But a more pressing concern outside of the financial concepts of the company is whether its management team is actually cohesive and working properly with the recent changes at the top, and whether that's going to have a huge knock-on in the next couple of months, next couple of quarters, as it posts future financial reports, basically. It's one you're going to have to look at quite closely, but the share price is very, very low. This is now a penny stock. Hopefully it won't not get knocked out of the NASDAQ, but it's already had one warning, and two might actually do it for the company. This, you've been warned, put it that way. So go out there, do your own research, and see what you think of the company yourself. So thank you for joining me on Technology Investment Investigations. I hope this analysis of Boxlight Corporation has provided valuable insights. Remember, informed investment decisions are key in the ever-changing world of technology. Stay tuned for more episodes where we'll explore potential in tech companies going forward. Happy investing. Thank you for watching. Please like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. If you enjoyed my content, please support this channel by visiting buymeacoffee.com/Whitley or scan the QR code to leave a tip.
Thank you.